The dispute centers on S-300 anti-aircraft missiles like these on parade in Moscow. Russia agreed to sell them to Iran, but now says it cannot because of UN Security Council sanctions. Russia specialist James Nixie.
What we're really seeing is an extraordinary downturn in Russo-Iranian relations. They have been historically close, of course. They have, but ultimately, Russia views Iran as unreliable as the West views Russia.
Nixie says Russia's leaders see relations with the West as so important that they're willing to offend Iran.
I wouldn't read into this that Russia has discovered or rediscovered scruples, if you like. I think the fact of the matter is Russia is still willing to go against UN sanctions on certain issues. It's done it before, and it's done it through third parties, which it may do again. But the fact of the matter is Russia is a realpolitik power like no other, and it's weighed its pros and cons of the S-300 deal, and it's decided that at this point it's just not worth going through with it.
That's bad news for Iran, says Galariani of the security firm IHS Jane's.
They've viewed Russia throughout this period as a very important ally, not just because of a close friendship, but really because Russia is still considered, in many's view, as being one of the superpowers, an important power for Iran to have at its side. It's lost, to some degree, one of its closest allies in that Russia is now complying a lot more with the Western stance.
But Iran has not given up on relations with Russia. Iran's foreign minister visited Moscow in August, and Iran has welcomed Russia's approach to restarting the international dialogue over the Iranian nuclear program.
Actually, at the moment, Iran and Russian relations are just warming again. Iranian officials are speaking more favorably about Russia as well, because it is not it's not a relationship that they're willing to completely get rid of, because they are still to some degree dependent on it.
Russia's decision to cancel the anti-aircraft weapons sale and Iran's decision to sue are clearly bad for their relationship, but there are already moves to repair it, and some analysts predict Russia may eventually try to find a way around the sanctions. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.